对对对对对对对对对，Drum and bass, Diesel boys, not boys, no S, just one, Diesel boy. Hey. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Just before I started, my Lightroom thing catalog crashed. What the? Disappeared. I don't know what. Something I did. But I started Lightroom. Then I started something else, like Voice Meter or something. And Lightroom just like, no! Fan was running though. Let me see if I can do that again. Just import some photos and videos. Keep using pictures. So what are you doing? Why does it keep going there? I don't want that. Anyway. Bring this out. It'll be okay. Yeah, it's weird. Once you screw up the catalog, it's like, oh no, can't do that. Now, yeah, I'm having an issue copying. Oh, yeah, it's weird. Working, drive is working because I can see it, can see what the files. Why is it not there? What's copying when the videos is shot of my little puppy. Doesn't like the camera a lot. Yeah, just every time I pull a camera directly in front, dog will look sideways, look left, look right, up, down, but would never look at the camera itself. Like, it knows. Why are you taking a picture of me for? Crazy. Anyway. Other than that, I don't have a live host. I don't think I need it because I'm just using EQ. And I think Voice Meter is good enough a system that I can change the brightness of my voice. Okay, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like that. It's all good. That's the exciting part this morning. Not much else this morning, just like, yeah. Unshut the news, there's nothing exciting. Maybe there is, and I missed it. Yeah, I really don't care as much. There's nothing. I mean, there is stuff, just noise. All the time. Like, I don't want to hear noise. I think people have enough. Everybody. Enough. Ooh, something's wrong with the Java. CS, maybe CS. CCS. On Zero Edge. Well, that's me. Yeah, it's me. Didn't load correctly. Like, I got the code instead. Yeah, I'm looking at them and I'm like, yeah. Like, sucks. News. Nice. Here's the one. Here's the thing. I would say, so what? In the past, there's so many things that when you think about it, we never complained. They just like, you know what? Whatever. It was in a good fun and we did it. So what? So, posh, was forced to weigh myself on live TV after giving birth. So what? Why? Hey, you did it. Know what? You got money for it. Oh, hey, it's publicity stuff, right? Now you're gonna claim I was forced. No, then know what? If that's true, I can go back in time and just complain by everybody. It's like, you owe me $1 million. Why? Because you did this to me. That I didn't like it. I just realized that. I'm gonna go back in time. I'm gonna sue all of you. Like, no. Come on. No, I don't think so. How is Stern made it in the news? Weird. So, celebrity kid drives a car. Got a new car, and then drove down to something. I'm just looking at the one with Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen. Okay. Hey, local lover. No rich kids. All the rich kids. So they didn't spend money on you. With why don't they go hire a race car driver or something? The only one person I know is Ken Block. And his daughter, and I taught her how to drift. I'm like, this is great. That's what you should be. I'm sure the daughter, I want to learn this. But I'm sure he would teach other kids how to drive. It's not. So these news, it's like that. So, for the rest of us, so what, right? But for them, it's like, boom. So, I was taught, because of my family thing, when we were in Taiwan, we're basically upper class. Whatever you do outside the house, they will focus. Like a microscope. So you gotta behave. I was taught that when I was young. You gotta behave this way, a certain way. Kind of sucks. It does, but it makes sense because if you do something stupid, it's gonna be on the national news. So and so's kids are doing this. It's a tiny little thing like every kid would do. But the famous kid get roasted. It's nuts. But after this, that, I don't know. I'm looking at Kristen Cavallari. Yeah, I like her a lot. Why? Because she looks like somebody I know. That's it. All right, I gotta get off your post before I get in more trouble. Anything else? I don't know. It's not, it's boring. The whole world's boring. Oh, I did something to my popping. Because popping is based on the web, I did a scrolling, history scrolling. I kind of messed it up. Whoopsie. Okay. Here we go. Now, let me see. Lightroom. Lightrooms are working. Yeah. Every time I turn on Lightroom, it's like... It's still copying. Okay. It'll bypass. So whoever was in the chat room, he got kicked off. I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. If he didn't, I don't care. It's like, where did you go? Oh my god. Don't make a big fuss of it. Who cares? I don't know what the who cares. I mean, I'm always like that. I'm just, you know, when we're kids, we get a cut. Like, oh, let me see if it's close. It's on my arm, but like, wipe it with a little water and then lick it. I don't know, a friend of mine said, when we're young, it's like, you can lick it, your saliva, keep it nice and covered and stuff. We found dirt. I said, really? I said, come on, do it. Alright. Well, sometimes I just to put saliva. Now, when we're kids, we're out. No, there's no staying home in front of the computer. It's like, go out, don't come back. Don't come back until dinner time, okay? Go play. So we went out and play. Yeah, we got hurt here and there, but we didn't care as much. You know, there's so much difference between then and now. Some of the kids just get a little cut. Be like, oh my God, I got a cut. I mean, even they don't care. The parents will be like, oh my God, it's a cut. It'll be like cleaned soap, then clean with alcohol. Like, ooh, don't do that. Then peroxide. Then I don't know what else. No, even today. Well, actually, yesterday I was shaving, kind of nicked my nose a little bit. The razor blade, so it's bleeding. No idea. No, just wipe out the blood with water a little bit. Just get some iodine. Put on my fingers. I'm gonna tap tap tap. That's fine. Like, yeah, it's good enough. Like, that's it. But if. If I have a crazy significant others today, like, oh my God, I got a little cut. Hold on. I'm like, alcohol, wipe it clean, be like, ouch. No. Peroxide, like, okay, then do something else. And here we go to put a. Those tiny band-aid, the little ones, very tiny one, around my nose. Like, no. And even somebody did that to me today. Like, get your hands off. I'm sorry. I'm the old school. I don't mind getting dirt. Man, when we were kids, we were skateboarding, dirt, riding BMX, dirt, be cut, all that stuff. I just kind of rub it and just like, we can keep going. You'd be bleeding, but you still get dirt on it. And we never got infected. A lot of my friends, we never get infected. You just, you know, go home and clean it up. Okay. And we're back doing it. You know, you get knocked out, wind knocked out. You got back up when you wake up. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Friends will be like, oh, okay, pick you up. I'm like, you're good enough. Let's go. So much difference between the two. Which makes, I don't know, doesn't make sense with me because my friends have kids. And they're like that. They're like, oh my God, I gotta do this. I gotta clean you up and patch you up and stuff. But they didn't do it themselves. So we don't care. Yeah, but why would you do that to your kids? It's like, they give me no answer. So I don't know. I don't know what we should do. Should we clean it up? We should just let it go. Maybe my thing is that if you let it go, your kids will have unbelievable immune system. Because any foreign stuff got into the cut, like dirt, elements, your body's going to create something, antigens. Like, oh, what's this? Okay, we got to get rid of it. Your body makes, not antigen, but antibody. You're going to have an antibody. Just like food. Anything that goes in, right? If you eat a food and it's bad, then you're like, oh. But your body will build up antibiotics. Like, hey, we don't need that. If a muscle break, a muscle, not break, but muscle, tearing and stuff, your body will repair it. And that's through like exercise and stuff. If you do, you know, your body can repair itself for a lot of stuff. And people are not using it. There are too many suburban kids. Just any tiny bit, even a little poke, a little blood coming out. Oh my God, you gotta clean it. So no wonder the kids are like a little weird, man. Not weird, but they're just, what the? And it's being trained, of course. Well, the young kids being trained one way or another. It's like, I don't want to get hurt by anybody, so I just call myself it. Like, no. Oh, you're it. Well, I don't want to get yelled at. No, but the things I would get yelled at, you learn a lot. Right. Lightroom's fixed. All right. I'm good. Yeah. So it just... how we get it back? How we get that back? How we get what we had when we were childhood back to the same stuff back to the future? Do we let every kid just go out and have fun? I mean, the world, they get a little complex with the internet and stuff. I don't know. This is such a art to say. Hard to do. Hard to figure out because the complex of current time. Like I said, internet. If we didn't have internet, I think all the kids were stuck in the past. It'd be okay. Probably. But it's because of the internet. They're not naivety, or whatever that word is, naive self. Couldn't figure it out. Oh, those emails, I thought they were from. I say, no, they're trying to screw around with kidnapping and stuff, or whatever they want to do. And they got nefarious, right? Internet was a good idea. I know military started, but it was a good idea to get projects done. Then they give it to everybody. Then everybody had a whole public opinion. Even with the news groups in those days, there were opinions. There was already crazy stuff on the internet. I mean, they call it dark web now, but it back then it was just like, whoa, already. Like, okay, so it got more complex, but the things that majority of people now using it because, and they're a little naive about certain things. Like, don't click on that thing. Don't click on those ads. So I'm just trying to get rid of it. Like, don't click on it. It's going to get your IP address. You try to explain that to kids. Not even kids. I'm talking about kids like millennial kids. That's my point of view. Every kid, right? Trying to explain that to adults. Don't click on this. Don't click on that. Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to move. Everything else. Because every time, I'll do that next time. They never do it. And, you know, some of this stuff stays on your Wi-Fi network. Because it's on the router. It saves data on the router, on the cache. It stays there until you restart the whole thing. So you'll come back around again, go in circles. Because sometimes I see it on my web browser. I'm like, who did this? Now I have to go clean it up. In the past, I explained it to them and to family members. And they, oh, okay. Like, they don't care. You know what? Because it became mundane. Internet became a mundane thing, like everyday thing. Like, I'm having a coffee. Internet became, I'm having a coffee. I'm working with it. Right? When you go to work, you can have coffee too. When you're not at work, you can have it at home. When you're out, you can go to Starbucks or other cafe and get your coffee. That's what internet became. Of course, and there was an internet cafe. It became a mundane thing. It's like a soap. It's like everything when you need. Like, maybe not water, but it just became this thing, and people take it for granted. And it's still not, even though the websites, browsers, which I use, Brave is very good with a lot of stuff, has a lot of shields, trackers, ads blocked. I still have a privacy badge on. And one other thing on there, and some other privacy, and I'm behind a VPN, so it's blocking a lot of stuff already, which I'm okay. And I don't go to some nefarious websites that looks funky. Like, nah, it got away. Internet got away. Now we're just pulling band-aids on it. So shall we go back to the newsgroup days? No more websites. No more these. Well, actually, no more. No more picture of someone I like. Yeah, oops. Oh. No more high class hound Gucci pads collection. $460 poop bag. Yeah, no more of this stuff. You have to go to newsgroup and find it. Or you have to log on. If you want to find out new, what's happening around you, you have to go out. Go to the town center and talk to everybody. Wouldn't that be good? To go back in time. That's how we did it in the past. You go to pizzeria where I was and you talk to everybody. Have a big cafe. Everybody go there and have the news. You get right it on. Get right what's happening here, there, and post it. Post it on the board. And be like, oh, that's the news. It's kind of what newsgroup was. It's like post-it notes with attachments on the board. And that became of somebody. Of course, they made HTML. Web pages and the news groups, the people just grab the stuff on news group and put it on a website. And it got to a point that, I mean, in the beginning, you had to do everything yourself. Now it's just like automation. Like my website is automation. Like my art stuff, photography art. And portfolio website is, I gotta get it. Hold on a second. Adobe Cloud. I have to open it. Get a link. But it's all there. It's all automated. I switched. Originally, I had my own automated system. Then all of a sudden, it's like, no. Why should I be doing that? Why should no, I don't need that. It's not going to do anything. I don't need this. It's taking too much time. No, I got to sign in. Well, anyway. I'll just post it right now. Okay, Studio 2. The number, numeral 2, dot rocks. That's my photography stuff. I haven't updated for a while. Probably should. Haven't done anything cool yet. I got a second route. I have a photograph series called The Roots. This is from my sunflower. I got a second one because before the flower grew, the deer came by and chomped it. Damn it! Can't wait till you get the seeds. Seeds the one that you want. Like, nope. Flower chomp. Ate all the flowers in the backyard. That sucks. But anyway, yeah, my website. It's automated. Now think if you knew where the newsgroup was back, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years. I would say the 30 years to now, like even like a decade ago, the website, before HTML 2.0, before Web 2, it was different. It was heavily coded, and you had to know all this stuff, and you had to know the spacing stuff, and just before the parallax things you could do, the CSS just started. Now it's automated. You don't have to do anything, just drag. Anybody can do it. So it became, websites became mundane. And, you know, and if you see it this way, like, there are a lot of people who, the coding and stuff, they lost their job to a artificial intelligent, sort of semi-intelligent web 2.0. Now it's going to web 3. It's going to be probably run by AI, all that stuff. But then you think about it, like, holy cow, how many people lost their jobs because of that? And where we are today, it became mundane again. So I guess today's topic is like, do we want to go back? What do you want? Do we want to keep mundane? And the public will use mundaneness, and you got to find a way to guard it, safeguard them. Do it that way, just patchwork. Or do we create some new system that just maybe completely open? Or maybe completely closed off something? You can't close, you can't keep it closed for too long, but for ordinary people it should be closed off. Where do we go with the internet? Keep it as is and keep patching. I think that's what it's gonna be. Just keep, there's a new virus, okay, we gotta patch it. You gotta patch it to computers. You gotta patch it to the routers. Well, the cool part is your ISP is supposed to block all this stuff, but then we don't know. How do you know they're doing that or not? They say, oh, we promise. How do you know they're promising that they do it? I think they do. My service does. But still, you still get these little things. If there's a way to cheat, somebody's going to figure it out. So where do we go with this? We can't really teach people not to cheat, because it's always going to be somebody want to cheat or screw around because they can. And that alone created industry that's like making billions, man. A billion years. Figure something out and cover it up. Not cover it up, but like, hey, we got one way to do whatever, and phew. Okay. It's not. And Web 3 is going to be blockchain based. So data. That'll keep track of a lot of stuff. So there's no copies. Maybe like no duplicates. But they can still be duplicates. Won't be the original. The only thing I can think of, if using blockchain for, say, pictures and stuff, the picture is blockchained with blockchain code. The original you can keep, but the rest you just hit delete and clean it up And this can be done on the original owner of the image. On this as a cake, I saw duplicates. All right, erase. That part, I'm like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Then you can start having these NFT stuff, serious ones that was created, right? Original piece. That would make sense. But as far, I don't know. I don't know where we're going with the three. I mean, I like it, the podcast. Podcast 2.0, I like it. It does chapters and stuff. I don't do it on mine. I don't put the app into the popping. But I'm just, And of course, we got the voice meter thing. That's great, right? The virtual mixer for your... But there are a lot of stuff are really, really neat. Then just... Today's not a day. It's like, it's July 1st. It's like, be happy. I'm like, well, like, yeah. What's going on with these old ladies having sex with the young? Oh, not hairdresser, sorry. Hairless. Wow. Oi. And they say guys like sex more than women. No. Women does too. It all depends. Depends the inner. Your thing inside. I want it now. They would do it. I'm just surprised. Finally, we're getting this, but it's still getting away. They're still showing their boobs and stuff in this big event. Like, it's okay if they do it, but when you do it, cops come and double standards. It's always been double standard. It never left. Even during the 20s, 1920s. Not the 2020s. Like, it's been around since the day human had families. On Earth, there's no divorce in the past, but there are ladies just left. Right? It's just never talked about. It's not in the news. But now you just, we're getting divorced. It's like, poof, it's all legal. Monday. Marriage became mundane. So I guess today is about, it's not about that, but it's about mundane. Little things. And people take serious. And some people don't. We don't care. Majority of people don't care. They don't have time for that crap. They don't have time to go do all that stuff. So they look up to these news and they see it, be like, whoa, something to talk about during lunch with coffee, which is coffee is mundane. Something to do with coffee and chat with somebody on the phone, which runs on the internet, and that's one day. It's Monday and Friday. It's not Monday anymore. No Monday, Mondays. Monday, Fridays. Fridays. Just boring. Anything else? Tech world. Never mind. Design world. Never mind. So now, does something go? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Nah, it's nothing. Nothing exciting. There's some cool stuff. Cool stuff, electric tram that looks like a phone. That's kind of neat. On crates, they got nothing. Like a water filter thing. No, it's not good. Who cares? Sky Hotel. Now they're talking about Sky Hotel. But like, why bother? Yeah, yeah, I got this strange attitude today. Just, maybe because I'm Monday. I didn't think about that. Anyway, not a lot to talk about, so I say I'll just go early, like a few minutes early. Yeah, I'm gonna do barbecue over the weekend. Get some stuff tomorrow. I don't know, it's Monday, maybe barbecue on Monday. Will make sense, July 4th. And I guess that's it for the weekend. I'm not gonna do anything. It's lunch, it's gonna be lunchtime, so like I don't even know what I want. It's like maybe I'll just eat some cheese or something. Maybe just put two hot dogs or something. I can't even think about that today. Just, I'm blanking out, man. Anyway, have a great weekend. Have an excellent July 4th weekend. Go do stuff. Go do stuff. If you're going to do things with the family stuff, take out your phone, pull inside the car, or pull it somewhere so you cannot get to it, and go play. Stop worrying about, oh my God, this is a cool picture I gotta take. You don't need to take a picture. Just hang out with your family. And if you do something crazy, you know, get a little cuts here and there. Just say, whatever. You lick it. Keep going. Yeah, that's what you should be doing. Have fun without the internet. Nothing. No Wi-Fi, no nothing. Enjoy that moment and remember it. You don't need to capture it because there's no point. Keep posting. Oh, people are like, it's kind of boring. So don't do it. Just go enjoy the time without the phone. And that's it. Have a great weekend. Have an excellent Friday. Enjoy July 4th on Monday. Hopefully you get nice fireworks. Anyway, that's it. I guess I'll be back on Monday, July 4th. Yeah, why not? I'll come back on July 4th on Monday. So have a great weekend. Have a great day. And I'll see you on Monday. Ciao.